From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan is mourning another mass school shooting. A day of mourning is in effect across the country, a day after a gun and bombing attack on a university in the Northwest that killed at least 21, mostly students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. Troops gunned down all four and cleared the campus. Pakistan's information minister, Pervez Rashid, called the attack an act of cowardice. A breakaway Taliban faction claimed responsibility, but a Pakistan Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in another school attack back in December 2014. In Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently the target of a suicide bomber in Kabul. The attack was condemned by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
Freedom of the press is a cornerstone to democracy. And despite such attacks, the vibrant media landscape that has developed in Afghanistan over the past 14 years will endure.
The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in its offensive last year on the city of Kunduz. The UN Security Council voted to reduce the size of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast following last October's peaceful election of President Alassane Ouattara. The number of troops stationed in the West African country is being cut from more than 5,400 to 4,000 by the end of March. Ivory Coast wants all peacekeepers out by early 2018 at the latest. An arms embargo remains in effect. The country is emerging from a decade of political turmoil. This is VOA News. Uncertainty over the timing of talks on Syria's future, as well as its unfolding humanitarian crisis, were prime discussion points Wednesday in Zurich between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian counterpart Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The meeting took place ahead of scheduled U.N.-mediated talks on a political transition in Syria that appear now to be in jeopardy. Jonathan Edelman is a professor of foreign affairs at the University of Denver.
There's many opposition groups, and the Russians no doubt have them all raided. And so the less time there is to resolve it, the less likely it's going to be resolved. And let's not forget that at the end of the day, they want to either keep Bashar Assad in power or one of his cronies, which is where they might actually go. So the less that can be done to harm them, the better off they are. And, you know, their attacks have been fairly successful in going after some of the opposition groups.
There's widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the UN talks, and officials say the meetings next week cannot proceed until there is a mutually acceptable list of anti-Assad factions represented. In Paris, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and six allied defense ministers Wednesday called for a step up in the military campaign against Islamic State. The meeting followed expulsion of IS fighters from the Iraqi city of Ramadi last month. Carter also announced a multinational effort to broaden military operations against the IS group.
I've invited defense ministers from all 26 counter-ISIL military coalition nations, plus Iraq, to convene in Brussels in 3 weeks for a first-ever discussion among coalition defense ministers to discuss the opportunities that they and we have before us and must seize to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
He also urged Arabs to, quote, get in the game, offering to help them better define their roles in the combating against the IS group. Gunmen opened fire at a checkpoint in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing five policemen. Three others were wounded in the late Wednesday attack in the center of El Arish, the largest city in Sinai. In Nigeria, the state-run oil firm says it shut two refineries, one in the south, one in the north, following the discovery of pipeline sabotage. The attacks followed a period of relative calm in the country's oil-producing Niger Delta. Vietnam's ruling Communist Party Thursday opened an eight-day Congress to name its new leaders, who will determine the pace of economic reform, combating corruption, and foreign relations. Asian markets saw another volatile day of trading Thursday, China's Shanghai Index falling more than 3%, Tokyo and Hong Kong both down. Analysts blame the global sell-off on investor pessimism over plunging oil prices, China's slowdown, and a gloomy outlook for the global economy. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.